Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all good things in sports. And we're here for your sports break for September 21st. And we have a doozy here of talking about some of the greatest athletes and the greatest events on this date of September 21st. But before we get to those and their uniform numbers, let's remind you that we have a Twitter account. It is at Pigskin Dispatch. You can find us on there. Pigskin Sports is going to pop up on there. We post everything from the Sports Jersey Dispatch, from Pigskin Dispatch, and from our friends from around the world in the Twitter sphere. So make sure you join us there at Pigskin Dispatch. We'd love to have your follow, and we do follow back. Now, let's get to those uniform numbers we'll talk about today. And they're 17, 21, 7, number 20, number 10, 32, 37, 45, and number 31, September 21st, 1906. The New York Islanders first baseman, Hal Chase, had 22 putouts to tie a Major League Baseball record at the time in a 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox at Southside Park. We have a really interesting photo of Hal Chase, but it's from 1914, and he's in a Chicago White Sox uniform, all black, beautiful picture of him. But remember, in 1906, he was playing for the Highlanders against the White Sox, so it's kind of an interesting irony, but appropriate all the same. You can find it at thejerseydispatch.com for the September 21st post. September 21st, 1934, St. Louis Cardinals pitching Dean brothers, they shut out the Brooklyn Dodgers in a doubleheader. Dizzy Dean, number 17, in a 13-0 rout in game one, and sibling Paul Dean, who wore number 21, presented a 3-0 no-hitter against those Dodgers that he played. And the Dean brothers would help the Cardinals claim the World Series that season with performances just like these. September 21st, 1956, the New York Yankees set a dubious Major League Baseball record, stranding 20 runners on base during their game. The Yankees number 7, Mickey Mantle, he hit a 500-foot-plus homer, though, but rival Boston Red Sox won the game 13-9 at Fenway Park. September 21st, 1969, the New York Jets, Steve O'Neill, number 20, punted a ball, get this, 98 yards against the Denver Broncos. That's the length of the football field. For goodness gracious, that is quite a punt. September 21st, 1970, Oakland Athletics, number 17, Vida Blue. He threw a no-hit gem against the Minnesota Twins, providing a 6-0 A's victory on that day. And September 21st, 1973, Nate Archibald, who wore number 10 that season of 73, signed a 7-year contract with the NBA's Kansas City Kings for $450,000. Doesn't sound like a lot much in NBA contracts, but back then, that was a tremendous amount. And the man they called Tiny Archibald, he stood 6 foot tall, short on the courts, but a giant in basketball history. And September 21st, 1980, the Los Angeles Rams' Johnny Johnson, who wore number 20, scored on a 99-yard touchdown interception, a pick six, 99 yards. That's pretty good. September 21st, 1981, Philadelphia Phillies left-hander Steve Carlton, number 32, struck out a National League record 3,118 when he sat down Andre Dawson, a very good hitter in his right of the Expos on that day. Pretty tall order to strike out Andre Dawson to get your record on that one for Steve Carlton. September 21st, 1986, New Orleans Saints, Mel Gray, number 37. He returned a kickoff 101 yards for a touchdown. What's with these returns? A 99-yard interception, 101 yards for a touchdown. September 21st is a returner's dream, I guess. September 21st, 1986, back in the baseball world, San Diego Padre, Jimmy Jones, number 45. Well, he pitched a one-hitter in his major league debut. That's quite a way to start in the MLB. September 21st, 1997, Mike Piazza, number 31, became the second to hit a home run out of Dodger Stadium. Yeah, it's out side in the parking lot. September 21st, 1997, New York Yankees number 45, Cecil Fielder hit his 300th home run in Major League Baseball. That is what we have for your sports break. That's your history for the September 21st. Glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day as we have a podcast coming up on either Sports Jersey Dispatch, Pigskin, sometimes both, sometimes multiple. But most of all, we're here to have fun with you and preserving sports history. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.